Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In this Mishnah and in the next Mishnah, we're going to see three cases of where there's a machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel in regard to Hilchas Yom Tov. And unlike the usual, in these three cases, the Beis Shammai are Mekel, and the Beis Hillel are the ones that are more strict. They're the ones that are Machmir. Here's the first of the three cases. Beya Shenolda B'Yom Tov, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai and the Beis Shammai say, Teyachel, it may be eaten. The Beis Hillel and the Beis Hillel say, Loi Teyachel, it can't be eaten. There are many opinions in the Gemara as to which case the Mishnah is referring to here. The Batanura learns as follows. We're talking about Yom Tov that follows Shabbos. Let's say it's Shabbos, and Sunday is Yom Tov. So what's the problem? Why can't I eat this egg that was laid on Yom Tov? Well, the answer is that an egg that is laid one day was fully developed within the chicken on the previous day. That's how it works. After the egg is finished, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that the chicken produces the egg, it stays inside the chicken for 24 hours and then it comes out. So this egg that I would eat today, if it was laid today, was finished yesterday. If yesterday was Shabbos, that means that Shabbos prepared this egg for Sunday. Now the Pasuk says, V'hayu b'yom ha-shishi v'hechinu, that Friday prepares for Shabbos. But Stam Friday is a weekday. A weekday can prepare for Shabbos, and a weekday can prepare for Yom Tov. Yom Tov is also sometimes referred to as Shabbos. But you can't have Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos, and you can't have Shabbos preparing for Yom Tov. So an egg that was laid on Yom Tov was prepared on Shabbos. What do you mean prepared? No one prepared it. It's nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this kayach to the chicken. And the answer is, even this type of hachana, which is Bidei Shemayim, is also called hachana. Now here's the interesting catch. If you have Shabbos and Yom Tov on Sunday, the Sudas of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are Chashev Sudas, they require an official hazman, an official preparation. And therefore you can't have one day preparing for the next day. Even if no one is doing anything, it's just a hachana bidei shemayim, like the egg that's being finished in the chicken. What's interesting is, let's say Sunday's a weekday. So l'chayra, according to this cheshbin, an egg that was laid on any stamp Sunday shouldn't be able to eat, because that meant that it was finished on Shabbos. Shabbos prepared for the weekday. No, we don't say that. Because the suda of the weekday doesn't have a cheshivas, it does not require hazmana. It doesn't require an official preparation. So Stam is Sunday, which is not Yom Tov. It doesn't bother me if the egg was laid on that day, even if it was finished on Shabbos. We don't say, oh, the weekday Suda was prepared the day before. There's no real preparation for a weekday Suda. Not officially. My problem is only with an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. A Yom Tov Suda requires an official hachana. And if that hachana took place on Shabbos, because that's when the egg was finished, that's why the Basil say you can't eat it. Well, what about an egg that was laid on a Yom Tov that doesn't follow Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov is Wednesday. The Basil still say, I don't want you to eat the egg that was laid on Yom Tov. As a gzeira, you're going to confuse it with Yom Tov that follows Shabbos. What about an egg that was laid on Shabbos? But right away you have a problem, you can't cook it. Because now it'll cook on Shabbos. Let's say he wants to swallow it raw. So the Batanura explains, according to this opinion, the Beis Hillel would hold, and again, there are many opinions in the Gemara, but according to Rabbah, who explains the machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, in this case, as we explained it, an egg that was laid on Shabbos, even if I wanted to swallow it raw, like Chazonim sometimes do, I also can't. Because it's a gzeira, I'm going to confuse it with Shabbos, which comes after Yom Tov. And whenever you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, one day after the other, an egg that was laid on one is usur on the other one. And the same would be true, says the Batanura, for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. However, b'negeya Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galias, like, let's say Sukkos. Let's say Sukkos is Tuesday and Wednesday. There's no Shabbos before, there's no Shabbos afterwards. But it's Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days Yom Tov. It's okay. It's okay to eat the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, because Mimanavshach, officially, one of them is a weekday. You see, officially, why do we have 2 days Yom Tov? Because we're not sure when Yom Tov is. So both days aren't Yom Tov, we're just not sure which day is Yom Tov, so we hold both days Yom Tov. Memela explains about Tanura, an egg that was laid on one day is mutter the other day. It's not Yom Tov preparing for Yom Tov. One of these 2 days is officially a weekday. So again, Beya Shenolda be Yom Tov, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, Beis Shami Yomrim, the Veshami say to Yachol, it's okay to eat it. For the reasons that we explained, because of Echana, Loi say Achel, you should not eat it. How come the Beshami say you could eat it? Some say it could be the Beshami don't have this Isser of Hachana. It could be the Beshami hold. Hachana means when you physically prepare something, not something that was naturally prepared, like the egg in the chicken's stomach. That's in the Beshami hold, that you can eat the Beya. Others explain that Enachanami the Beshami would agree that if it's Taka Yom Tov, which comes right after Shabbos on Sunday, it's Aser. When they say it's Mutter, they mean to say, you're going so far as if to say, even when Yom Tov is in the middle of the week, it should also be Aser as a Gzeira of Yom Tov that follows Shabbos. It's that Gzeira that the Beshami don't hold of. Okay, so that's the first of the three Machloikis in regard to Hilchas Yom Tov, where the Beshami are Mekel and the Bes Hillel are Machmir. What is the second machlokes between the Beshami and the Beis Hillel that our Mishnayos over here are going to discuss? It's benegeya the shear of the Isser Chametz on Pesach. Let's remember what we learned in Masechtas Pesachim. When it comes to the Isser of Chametz on Pesach, there are really two Isurim. There's an Isser to eat Chametz, and there's also an Isser to have Chametz in your Rishos. The Pasuk says, Sa'ar lo yamatzei bebetecha. Sa'ar, yeast, should not be found in your homes. And the Pasuk says, in Parshas Bai, Kapitel Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Matzah se yachel es shiva se yamim. Matzah shall be eaten throughout the 7-day period. V'la yiru alecha chametz, v'la yiru alecha sa'ar b'chal givulecha. Chametz is the actual chametz. Sa'ar is like yeast or something that has the power to take dough and make it rise and turn it into chametz. Chametz means already became chametz. It doesn't have the power to make other things chametz. Sa'ar can turn other things into chametz. So we now have a machlaikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, what the shear is. Beis Shammai Yomrim Sa'ar b'kazayis. The shear of Sa'ar is a kazayis, like an olive. V'chametz b'kaseves, like a date. U'Beis Hillel Yomrim zeveze b'kazayis. The shear for both is a kazayis. We're not talking about how much a person has to eat to be chayiv. There's no question about that. Whether it's Sa'ar or Chametz, the shear would be a kazayas. The machloikis is only in regard to the obligation that we have to remove Chametz from our home. The Beshame say, how much Sa'ar do you have in your house to be over the lav of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimatza? Even a small shear like a kazayas. But how much do you have of Chametz to be over the lav if it's in your Rishos? A kesevis, which is a larger shear. In other words, we're not being as machmir by chametz. We're being more machmir by sa'ar, which is a more powerful chametz, because it turns other things into chametz. The Beis Hillel disagree. They say, whether it's sa'ar or whether it's chametz, it has the same shear if you keep it in your house, and the shear is a kazayas. The halach is like the Beis Hillel. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in the first mission of our Masechta. A beya that was laid on Yom Tov, the Beshami say you can eat it, even if it's Yom Tov after Shabbos. For the Beshami didn't aser things that were finished on their own. They only asered a hachana that a person made. That's according to one understanding in the Mishnah. The Beis Hillel say, no, can eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Even Yom Tov that didn't necessarily follow Shabbos. As a gzeira, you're going to come to eat it on Yom Tov that does follow Shabbos. And the problem with Yom Tov that comes right after Shabbos is the egg was finished on Shabbos, so it turns out Shabbos prepared for Yom Tov. The second machlokes we learned in the Mishnah is that the Beshami say the shear of Sa'ar when it comes to Bal Yiro Bal Yimatza, which is the lav of having it in your house, is a kazayas, and the shear of Chametz is a larger shear, a kaseves. And the Beis Hillel say both are kazayas, but that's only in regard to the lav of having Chametz in your Rishus. In regard to the lav, both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel would agree that the shear is a kazayas.